Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It ended up working out in every way possible. So, like, just because you feel comfortable at a place and you think that you're secure, like, don't ever be afraid to take a leap of faith, yes, in a sense, because it could, like I said, it could be one of the best decisions you ever make and work out so well.
Well said.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you, A-I-M-E-E.
With the hearts. Double E. One heart or two hearts. With a heart. Don't forget the dotted heart.
Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, what happens when you leave your restaurant job for another? Here to discuss is Amy Calta, but first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you
don't. As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVillo.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Firstly, Amy, do you ever get people pushing back and saying that's not how you spell Amy?
Yeah, but I also had it changed when I was 13 years old.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it was AMY when I was born.
So you chose it.
And the craziest thing is I wanted to change it so I could dot it with a heart. And my parents let me. Like, what the hell were they thinking? Why would you let me make a decision like that at 13 years old?
I love it even more.
Yeah.
That's wild. What did you have to do to change it?
They had to do something in court, like legally. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I was AMY, my brother's IAN, because my mom's like, my kids are going to be the first to spell their names. Because they're so short. Well, I went and screwed all that up, so.
We, a lot of times, do suggest people level up. In mm-hmm. order to level up, you have to leave your job for the most part. A lot of times, some places let you or
level
have
up,
that
yeah.
latitude mm-hmm. to move up from...
Up the corporate ladder.
Up the ladder of preferred jobs in the restaurant industry. And so Amy wanted to... She reached out to me.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that conversation.
So basically, I just had a Facebook memory popped up on my Facebook from... years ago when I was leaving my job mm-hmm. and I came to my current job, and I just thought of you guys, and I was like, you know, I feel like that would be a good topic for their podcast, because I remember how difficult it was for me to make those decisions and leave, you know, one job behind to start another. I just thought it would be interesting to talk about.
So the Facebook memory basically was you starting
a new job?
No, it was like my goodbye, like
okay.
from my last job.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what just made me think of it.
And what type of job, you don't necessarily have to say where it was.
Right.
But what kind of restaurant was it?
It was a chain restaurant. It was seafood.
Okay.
But I had been there for like 12 years, and I had opened a lot of their restaurants. I had traveled. I was a head waitress.
Okay.
So I had a lot invested in that job.
So I'm interested to know why you left in the first place.
Well, I had a friend that worked at my current job who really wanted me to come there. Mm-hmm. He thought it was a better opportunity for me. And he thought that it would be good for me because I was in a new town as well.
Okay.
And it was closer to where I lived, and he just thought it would be good for me.
And did it take some convincing?
Yeah, it took a lot of convincing because, like I said, I had been with my last job for so long, and there's a level of comfort there.
Mm-hmm.
You build up seniority. You know the place like the back of your hand.
You know the menu.
You know the menu. You know everything at that point. And it's like I said, it's secure. It's a security thing.
Yeah. And clearly they like you if you're going to be, you know, corporate training and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So then it's important to know that you made two leaps then, right?
Yeah.
You moved to a different city and you changed restaurants.
Right.
And so your friend moved, like, was already down here. Did they make a move as well?
Yeah, we actually worked together at the job that I left. Oh. So, and the job that I was working at, they're all over the country. So mm-hmm. even though I'd moved to a different town, I could have just easily transferred.
True.
And I had done that so many times in the past. I've worked at least 7 different of them over the years.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't just like I had to leave the job because I was moving. There was, you know.
You had an opportunity here at the same place.
Yeah, with the same restaurant.
Okay.
Minus the move, what was your biggest fear work-wise coming into it? What was your biggest unknown?
Well, obviously, finances. Mm. You know, when you are used to knowing or making a certain amount, and that's pretty standard, and you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really...
doesn't fluctuate.
Yeah, it doesn't fluctuate. To take that leap of faith is a huge... that was the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, when you work for a place for so long, and then you know, get the title of, like, head waitress, and you're guaranteed, you know, a certain section, and... certain amount of hours on the floor, and like certain amount of seats, you know what I mean? Like, those are things it's like guaranteed in a way. And to leave that to go to, like, total unknown.
Yes.
It takes a lot. It really does. It's a really hard decision. I'm so glad I made it though. That's the best thing about it. It was probably one of the best things I ever did for myself.
Okay. So your old place was, if I'm hearing you correctly, pretty corporate.
Yeah, for sure.
And so did he warn you? I mean, he encouraged you, but did it come with any warnings?
Well, we both know who I'm talking about, and him recommending anything to begin with should have been a warning enough. No, just kidding. Love you, E. No, I mean, he honestly had nothing but good things to say. So, no, there was no warnings.
Don't you think there should have been?
Maybe. But again, we both know who we're talking about, so. Yeah, there definitely should have been. I mean, not everything is all good. But he didn't tell me any of the negatives.
Okay, so you did the trust fall.
Yes.
And you said, all right, I'm going to ride with you. How did you come down having the job already?
No.
Was it a strong recommendation?
No, I actually, when I first moved, I had originally transferred to another store that I was still working.
So you had security in your mind now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before you even...
It's not like I left there and came here. I'd transferred to another location, and I was there for like the first 3 months that I lived in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was after being here that I finally made that decision.
You know, I did that when I moved down here, although I wasn't necessarily strong in the business.
Yeah.
I knew that I wanted to work right
away. It's good
just
to have a job. Yeah.
Yes.
It's, I mean, that in itself gives you that mental security.
Yes, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And so a friend of mine was the area director of the chain,
mm-hmm.
and I worked a weekend, put me in as a transfer, and I came down here, instant job. And so that's one of the things that whenever you're in this business... Mm-hmm. I could say, hey, man, I want to move to Colorado. And I know I'm confident in short order. I can find a good job.
Yeah.
But if I want that immediate start date.
Right. You don't have to train. Yeah. You don't have to take the pay cut for a couple weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Listen, when you're used to making cash every day,
yeah,
that's a big deal. You know what I mean?
And so that's now coming into one of the considerations of changing jobs is, do they pay cash?
Absolutely.
Is it in your check?
Yeah. Question for you.
Yes.
When you did come down and you were here for those first 3 months, did they, like, honor your old schedule? Did you have to work towards a newer schedule? Or how did it work?
So that's another thing, too. Like, when I transferred, they had already filled their headway positions with people that had been at that location for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So I wasn't able to transfer back into my position. It was basically like I was starting at the bottom, even though I think I had been working for the company at that point longer than that location had even been there. So, like, knowing that and then, like, having to, like, be the low man, you know what I'm saying, the bottom, it was hard. And I didn't feel secure, and I also didn't feel like why did I move to Fort Lauderdale to just work at the same place and drive 30 minutes to work and not even get to, like, see or be or work in my new city.
Okay.
It just felt like everything was wrong.
Ah.
You know what I mean? It just felt like this is not why I moved down here, just to live the same life in a different town. And now I'm also hitting rush hour traffic, driving 30, 40 minutes on the highway.
Yes.
I don't even get to see the town where I'm living or meet people that live in the same town. You know, it was, I mean, there's definitely like things that made my decision to leave that job for a new one. There's things that definitely helped or made it easier for me to make that choice, but it was still a hard decision to make. At the end of the day.
So let's go to the decision that you did make. You now work at a place which is very Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're in the city.
I'm in it. I'm in there like swimwear, baby.
Literally, you are there. Your front office is
the ocean.
Ocean.
And so what was the first thing that struck you when you walked into the building?
Just how not corporate it was.
There you go.
How just the environment was unlike any place I had ever worked, any restaurant I'd ever been in, working or not. It was a totally different vibe.
What was your first, two questions, two-parter.
Okay.
It's a two-part. What was your first experience with getting homework? Seeing it done,
right?
And what were your thoughts? Describe to basically what the homework is.
You mean like learning the menu and stuff?
No, the certain manager
no,
who
the homework.
Homework. Yes. Oh my god! I actually was fortunate enough to never get homework.
But you saw people get homework.
Yeah, I saw people get homework.
Okay, so just explain.
Yes.
Like what was your mental on that?
Yeah, what like explain to them what homework is.
Okay, then... so basically homework is when you were late for a shift, showed up hungover, called out.
Yeah, when you messed up bad.
When you messed up, basically.
When you messed up bad,
yeah.
When you messed up bad, and this is your second choice. It's either homework
this
or
is your
you're
saving
fired.
Grace.
Yeah.
Saving grace.
Yeah.
And this is what makes the restaurant almost like a family.
Right. It's,
yeah.
It was...
it's not enough to get you fired.
Yeah.
But in lieu of suspension.
I think sometimes people kind of wish, they, you know what, they should have just fired me. This is too much.
No, but then you could bow out.
That's true.
You know, but they don't because...
Yeah, I mean, that was something I've never seen before in my life.
And so what was the first thing that you saw?
If I remember correctly, they were late or showed up for a shift, hungover.
Mm-hmm. Or late and showed up for a shift, hungover.
Whatever.
Or all the above, probably.
And she had to make a diorama, like, with, like, dolls showing why she was late. And I just remember her bringing it in one day, and I'm like, how, like, what is that? Like, I don't get, like, it was so funny because people had to be so creative.
Oh, yeah.
And, but they still, it's not like it was easy peasy. Like, this was a lot of work that they had.
No, there were some hours involved.
Oh, yeah.
In,
like,
I've
heard of other things like writing, I will not show up late, like 300
times.
No, they
had to write that too, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
No, it's usually one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually, you know, you had to write lines, and it was a significant amount. It wasn't
it wasn't
done in the notebook. There was ones that you had to put in on a thing, because they went on display.
Remember Alberti had to do it in the parking
That's
lot?
That's what I was just going to say. Didn't somebody have to do it in chalk in the parking lot? Can you imagine, like, how difficult that must have been? Oh, my God. But that's, like, it's funny, you know what I mean? And it's you're going to think twice next time before showing up late. Or
yes.
But, no, yeah, that was, like, one thing that I was like, this is so... unique, but it is. It just makes the whole atmosphere with everybody that works there like a family because, you know, it's just different. It was just, like I said, it was just a whole different vibe.
Okay. So now we've changed the jobs. And who hired you? How'd you get the job?
So can I say names?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I originally went in and when I applied, it was Dave.
Okay.
And then Dave told me to come back and meet with Greg.
Okay.
So technically, Greg hired me, but it was mostly Townsend that put in the good word for me.
And did your friend like put in the recommendation?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Hey, okay.
Yeah, because I don't even think at that time they were even hiring.
All right.
But because it was off season, it was summer. But because I knew Eric and he had told them I was coming, I kind of already had a little in.
What was training like?
Training was different than any other place I've ever seen. Basically, doing a food running shift, if I remember right. Just standing in the kitchen watching.
Did you have to do one or two food runners? Did you do a breakfast? And, I mean, not breakfast.
We, no, breakfast. We didn't have breakfast.
Did you have to do lunch and dinner?
Oh, the good old days.
Did you have to do lunch and dinner?
Yeah, I did do lunch and dinner. And then.
And then you had to do three follows, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did they make you do the menu test? Or you didn't have to?
I think eventually they did, but it was like months later. So
two kitchen follows and then three regular follows.
Yeah. Oh, and the great thing was PosiTouch. That's what I used for the last 12 years at my other job.
Okay.
So I was already.
So you knew the system already.
Yeah. And I had weight. So not only did I know the system as a server, I knew the ins and outs of the system. Like, I knew there was a lot of stuff that, you know, people would come to me and say, Aim, how do you do this? And I've been working there 2 weeks. They've been there for 2 years, you know?
Yeah.
So that was cool. That made it a lot. That made the transition a lot easier, too.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Now, speaking of the transition, what was the most difficult part of the transition?
Just being the new kid on the block. Mm. Even though I was lucky because I knew some people already just from being best friends with somebody that already worked there.
Yeah.
So I had actually met a few of my coworkers before I'd even applied there, just from hanging out with him and meeting up with him when he got off work. A lot of you guys were there. Mm-hmm. No, I met you. So that also made it a lot easier. There was a lot of circumstances that were unique that don't normally happen when you start a new job. Like I got lucky. You know what I mean? I already knew people. I knew the system, so I had a lot of things that were already going for me, which, like I said, made it a lot easier.
And how did you experience the schedule then?
The schedule where there was nothing really unique for me with that.
It's still paper then, right?
I had already been using hot schedules.
We had hot schedules?
We already had hot schedules.
Really?
Okay. Danny, this was only like 6 years ago. This wasn't 16, okay?
I don't remember when hot schedules came out.
I mean, if it went up to Townsie, we would still be using paper and pencil. the schedule, there was nothing like different or that I had to adjust to. It was just letters and numbers, which I had never seen before.
for the stations. Yes, that makes sense. And so for that particular job, the stations are in letters during the day and numbers at night. And you're right, I've never seen that.
Yeah, that was definitely unique. Either. Also, it was hard getting, you don't get the best sections or the best shifts when you're new because people that have been there, they have seniority, they have earned it. So I had to work really hard during those first few months to prove myself and show, what kind of worker I was. And it paid off because it didn't take very long, but I felt like I had been there for years in a very short few months because I was treated based off of my work ethic and how hard I busted my ass, So I was rewarded very quickly for the job that I was doing.
Yes.
Which was cool because, that makes it easier.
I agree with you. I feel that with that particular place, you have an opportunity to I don't want to say you're not going to the top because there's just some mainstays that are there.
Right.
However, you can get to the middle real fast.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You and can the middle's real comfortable.
The middle's comfortable.
For sure.
The middle is comfortable.
Especially at a place like that. I mean, middle is, you're still making money in the middle, you know?
Yeah, without a doubt. Because the middle, you're going to be considered to be able, if you're, let's say you're hustling, right? And you want to pick up shifts. If you're at the bottom, you're not getting those shifts.
Right.
They're not approving those shifts. Right. But if you're in the middle, it's no problem. You can close.
Right.
You can go into the station. You can handle this party or whatever the case may be. Even if you're pooling with somebody, mm-hmm. you could share that. You could split that up. And so that to me is what I like about that place is that you can really prove yourself
for sure
in a short amount of time.
Absolutely.
The downside is it's that you really as the bottom, so to speak. And the reason why we speak in terms of bottom and middle.
Because the schedule before, before you started, you said okay,
yes.
You had hot schedule, was on a sheet of paper.
Yeah, I heard.
And you could cut that paper in half, and you could see who the seniority was and who the new people were.
Exactly.
And that is exactly why we talk about the middle that way.
Right.
Yes. Because you, when you're going down and whether you want to change your shift, who can take my shift and things like that, that's what goes through your mind because the manager is going to say, look, I'd love to help you out, but.
But it's going to be enough.
You see this line right here?
I can't replace you.
For him?
You know?
And it's not an even trade.
Listen, there's a double-edged sword. You're going to want a warm body no matter what.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way it is.
Right.
However, you and I both know the reality.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to work harder, especially as a manager.
Yeah.
You don't want to – if you already have your our manager now has his pieces into place. Okay. You don't want to have to work harder, to fill that situation.
Yes. And now, how does the money compare? Now, when you're some of the biggest things that you're concerned about, the seniority, you're losing your seniority, and you already had an idea of how much money you'll be able to make.
Yeah.
And so as long as the schedule facilitates that, you're good to go. And now you had a leg up socially.
Right.
Because you had an in, you already met a few people there and things like that. I'm going to ask this delicately. How do you navigate the closeness?
I don't know. What do you mean?
How can I put it a different way? There's a certain, harassment of the sexual nature.
That happens in a restaurant as a whole.
Right before you said it, I was like, okay, I got it. It went like this. I was like, wait a minute. I know exactly what you're talking about. All right. All right. Let me put this delicately. There is no comparison. I mean, there's just not.
I can imagine at a corporate place, it's not happening.
No, not happening.
It's a restaurant, so it has to happen on
right.
Certain
I mean, level. Yeah, it happens. Level, it happens in every restaurant, but just develop some thick skin is all I can say. That's all I can say. Let it go in one ear and out the other.
I mean, but I get it because you are a person that you have perspective about a lot of things,
right?
And we have noticed that it's a challenge because we were very familiar with each other. And I think that's what blurred the line between employee, friends, and other. And for newer people
seeing that, yeah,
it's like Wild Kingdom.
Exactly.
That's a nice way to put it. it was definitely more than I had ever experienced it or seen it mm-hmm. in a restaurant or at any job, but it's it also in a way is like what makes it even more of a family dynamic, yeah. because when you're comfortable enough to be able to joke with your coworkers like that, knowing yeah. that like you're not going to get in trouble, they're not going to get offended, you know, you give it back to each other. I mean, yeah. I don't mind it. I actually think it's funny, and it makes work fun sometimes, you know, just being able to just be so brutally honest sometimes, you know what I mean? So, like, it doesn't bother me.
It's almost like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, in a crazy world
that we live in now, where you can't talk about anything. In the twisted way
possible, it is such a breath of fresh air. So, like, when I've seen people come in and they're like, "Oh my god, you just did that," I'm like, "Get over it! Like, get over it! Like, that's just how it is here. If you don't like it, leave." You know, and that's coming from me. So yeah, I get what you're saying.
How was side work, the differences in side work? I'm curious to know, because I've gone places as a new job, and that was a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are doing way too much side work here and compared to the money that you make.
Right.
If you're making a lot of money, I'm like, okay, and I don't have side work, no problem. I'm going to do it. But compared to the money, I know how much money do you make, but side work is very... You have to, it's the type of side work that you kind of have to know the ins and outs of the whole restaurant because it's a small place.
Right.
And so some of the side work, whether like we used to do laundry.
Yeah.
Or when to do the bar, mm-hmm. basically. It might be a side work, but if you're holding off till the end.
Then it's.
Or till service bar leaves.
Yeah.
You're adding an hour to your out rip. Time.
Yeah.
How did you... I find that side work, there's a little, you know, it can be all or nothing where this is super easy.
Yeah. I mean, listen, personally, I don't think any part of side work at Zuck is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Considering the money we make,
okay,
it's nothing to what? Pick a side work at the end of the night.
Okay.
Get it done. Go do your roll-ups. You're out. You know what I mean? Like, I've worked at places where, I mean, you're spending an hour, hour and a half after your shift. You, like, weren't even allowed to start side work
until
you were cut, had your tables were gone. It's not like that there. You can try and do both at the same time.
Yeah, you can work it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, I never thought that any part of the side work that we do there was difficult. I actually thought it was really easy.
I have a question for those of you who are listening or watching. Let me know in the comments or write to me, themodernwaiter@gmail.com or @themodernwaiterpodcast on Instagram. Follow me there. I want to know, when you're doing your side work, do you work at a place where you have to
wait till the end?
Till your last table's gone to start side work, or can you work your side work in while you're working yourself out? And definitely let me know, because a lot of this is us collecting information and disseminating to see how the other half lives in a way.
Absolutely.
That's why we do this podcast. And so I don't agree with you. I think that side work maybe you're used to it, but...
Because you don't do side work anymore.
I was used to doing a lot more.
Okay.
So for me, it was not a lot.
Gotcha.
But for somebody that doesn't know otherwise,
true,
I can see where it would seem like a lot.
Understood.
You know what I mean?
Like silverware in particular, you had to finesse the dishwashers to get
your... Oh, no, you still have to do that.
Well, that's my point. That's if you're new, which she's changing jobs, if you're new, they're not going to run your silverware for you.
Right.
They're going to get to it when they get to it. So you're not even knowing that you have to ask or perform for them a certain way for you to get the silverware when you have to get your silverware done to get it cleaned, and then fine, I'll rack it myself.
But I think she was more looking at the what you were saying as the side work as a whole.
Not, that's a part of it.
No, well, you gotta do roll ups. Yes,
right.
You're doing the roll ups, but I think she's to get more talking the roll ups.
What do you need?
You need to get it washed.
Yes, thank you very much.
Go roll your silverware. What silverware? I can roll up some napkins for you if that'll
exactly.
help. No, I get what you're saying. I never experienced that.
Okay.
I never had a problem.
Why? Because of the tits?
I mean, I guess maybe it was those. I don't know.
I've had to.
I mean, there,
beg to get there's a reason
that to this day, when somebody needs something at work, Amy, can you go ask so and so? I get it all the time. Amy, can you go ask so and so to do this? Amy, can you ask go ask so and so to run this over?
So at least you acknowledge it.
Oh, come on! Of course I do.
All right, then. All right. So it was more. How long at your other place did you have to do side work for? Like, what was the average to get out?
I mean, the difference at my other job was you weren't allowed to even start side work until you were cut.
You worked at one of them.
And you had no tables left. So, like, there would be nights sometimes where, like, my last table would have been done and paid, and I've been cut for an hour. And I'm just standing there. You couldn't start your side work or your silverware. I'm sorry. They had to be paid. Like, the table had to be paid. Okay, they could still be sitting there.
Okay, they had to be
paid. They had to be paid.
Okay.
But let's say they pay. You go do your side work. And you come back. You're done. They're still sitting there. You can't leave until they leave.
Okay.
Which was the dumbest thing in the world. So
it's sort of fair. I kind of get it. But then I also feel like if you have someone that can that's going to be there anyway and you say, hey, can you watch over this table for
me? Yeah, if you're not the closer, then.
Yeah, no, it was. That was.
Just cold, dry leaving the table, I don't agree with. But you should be able to leave as long as.
As long as somebody in the building.
Somebody's there to look. Yeah. Not just in the building, because you could be in the building. I don't know if this happens to you, Danny, or you, Amy. If you don't tell me...
Oh, I'm not going to know.
I'm not going to think about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you're doing everything else anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel it's important to designate someone and say, absolutely.
Say, hey...
But if somebody's just
they're
in the
they're sitting there, can you just keep an eye on if they need another drink or a refill of some water?
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. And it's just that simple. That makes
sense. But that... It wasn't allowed. And, like, why? You know what I mean? Like, why? For what reason?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you want us to stay on the clock... Whatever.
I get it and I don't, but, you know, the super corporate places, they tend to have those...
Crazy rules.
Crazy rules. They're protecting the interest of the guest. I get it. But at the same time, it's wildly impractical.
For sure.
You know, to just stand there at the ready with nothing to... No Dude. Production.
Yeah. Nothing.
Just to,
and no more money coming in.
Yeah.
Most importantly.
Most importantly.
And so I'll let you go on one more. What was the uniform differences for you?
We wore chef coats as servers.
Golly, no like, wonder you left. I'd have left on that alone.
Chef coats as servers. So that was very unique. Compared to like now, it's all black shirt.
Okay.
No, not everybody has to like. Have the same black shirt. You just have to have a collared black shirt.
Yeah.
Way more casual. And also, our restaurant is outdoors, half outdoors.
Yes.
So, you know, if we had to wear that.
The chef coat ain't going to work.
Bruh.
Melting.
Bruh.
We already melt.
Is there anything that, did we accomplish what you hoped to tell the people about your experience taking that leap?
Yes.
Leap of faith in...
There's one thing I do want to add though, because this was also like a major thing. I thought, and I'm not going to say that I wasn't making good money at my last job.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was making good money. I was not making shit compared to what I make at this job.
Yeah.
And how would I know better? You know what I mean?
Because
you level up. True. And then you like take a leap of faith and you're like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
This is so much better in so many ways, and I'm making money I didn't know was possible to make as a server.
Yeah,
you know, so that to me was like the best thing is that it ended up working out in every way possible. So like just because you feel comfortable at a place and you think that you're secure, like don't ever be afraid to take a leap of faith in a sense, because it could. Like I said, it could be one of the best decisions you ever make and work out so well.
Well said.
Yeah.
We'll leave that there.
I like it.
Thank you, A-I-M.
E-E.
With the heart.
Double
E. One heart or two hearts.
With a heart. Don't forget the dotted heart.
I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villa. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll do this for you each and every week. We'll see you next time.
Later. So glad you came here. You're waiting.